Welcome to the Curiosity Chamber.
I'm drinking warm tea again. So if you hear some slurping, you know, that's just me. Fuck it, I'm not ashamed. I went out last night by myself. Started drinking a couple Miller Lights, and one thing led to the next. I don't have many friends, and the friends that I do have couldn't make it. Couldn't make it out, so I'm like, I'll start off at the casino. You know, win a couple $1,000s. It'll be a wonderful night. And then from there, I'll go to a bar, club, meet a bunch of people. It'll be fun. Be a goddamn great time. Be glorious. And yeah, that didn't happen. Boy, I'm sweating just thinking about it. First hand I got dealt at blackjack were two aces. I'm like, okay. Let's split those. So immediately I doubled up my money, 25, 25, split the aces, did not get 21 either try, but I won. I won that hand, and from there on out, lost everything else. God damn it. Lost about a couple of $100. That's cool. And watched a UFC fight for a little bit. And then I made my way to a bar by myself, bar/club. They're playing a lot of Mexican music. I'm not Mexican, but fuck it. Went in Rome. I was dancing anyways. I went up to a table last night of about 12 girls. They were not Mexican. They were white women. I don't know why I got to tell you that. Oh, here's why I'm telling you that. Because I just said that they were playing a lot of Mexican music. But these girls were white that I went up to. You know, just full disclosure, I guess. Doesn't matter. I went up to their table. I'm like, you guys, this a bachelorette party? Someone getting married? I'll buy you a shot. And this fucking one ogre comes up to me and is like, why would someone be getting married? Get out of here. Just did not want anything to do with a man or your guy. I mean, I guess I understand it, but I was going to buy you a shot. You don't got to be a dickhead about it. So if you're listening to this podcast, you're an idiot. And you hurt my feelings. So didn't need that because I was out alone. And normally it goes better. But I'm normally with like a group of people or at least one friend. And that wasn't the case yesterday. And the whole dynamic was changed. I just felt like a fucking alcoholic, to be honest with you. I just did not feel okay. And I was trying my hardest. I was dancing, but it was just a weird, as everyone's saying now, aura. There was a weird aura about me, you know, especially after that that ogre insulted me. Just a lot of money spent and not a lot of fun. So will not be doing that again. However, I will be trying out for the New York Yankees. So there's that. And I am not qualified to play MLB baseball at all by any means, especially for the New York Yankees. But you know what? I want to hit dingers in New York. And you're probably asking yourself, Jay, what the fuck are you talking about, man? Watch the presidential debates. That's what I'm getting at. And holy shit, man. Feel like they might be a little unqualified being geriatric patients, but, you know, here we are in 2024. Wow. Ended up talking about your goddamn golf handicaps. That's incredible. That's how you start off a debate. And they're going to have, like, three more debates. And I am scared for my life and my child's life at this particular moment. Yeah, what day is it? 6/30/2024. Just to note that. Notate that. Please write that down. Not sure if we will be making 2026. I'll give it 1 year. 2026. Not sure if we'll make it. Boy, whenever Joe Biden starts talking numbers, man, I fucking pull up my seat and I kind of edge out fucking palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy, mama spaghetti's all over my hoodie. And he just can't get numbers out. He just can't do it. And the Botox in his eyes make him look like a Siamese cat with fucking cross eyes. It's crazy. This is a crazy time right now. He's like, he'll start off so confident. He's like, we got the numbers down to a million. My earpiece, a billion. Listen, we beat Medicare. Like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? My 7-year-old speaks better than you. This is a real problem. This is a real problem. And then with Donald, like, he can speak. He's charismatic, but holy shit, man. I just feel like he wasn't answering the questions properly. He was just saying whatever he wanted to say. Wasn't even going after the questions. So I don't know. Can't you just give us one person that's like in their 70s? I feel like that's not a big ask. It's not a big ask. 75 or lower. Here's a fucked up fact. Think Bill Clinton, who was president in the, I want to say, mid-90s, was maybe early to mid-90s, is younger than both presidential candidates right now. That's shocking, because he was president, what is that, like 30 years ago? Good Lord, man. Anyways, we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, as this podcast progresses, but I'm starting to talk like Joe Biden, just fucking mentioning his name. I got to get some things out there in the stratosphere. I am planning on coming to Boardman, Oregon. I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to get out to you because a lot of my listeners and subscribers are from Boardman, Oregon. I appreciate you. Thank you for that. And I have a place on hold right now. And there's an event that I have scheduled on Facebook. I'm trying to get RSVPs to see if we can actually get a decent amount of crowd to come to this, and then we'll solidify it. I'm trying to get at bare minimum 50 people, into this event, and then we'll run with it. But I'm going to post in this podcast in the description, there will be a link. It's going to bring you to a Facebook page for RSVP if you're interested. You're probably like, well, what the fuck's going to happen at this goddamn thing? Well, let me tell you. Thanks for asking. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a meet and greet. I want to get to know about the real Boardman, Oregon. I think, I'm not quite sure, this is why I want to come out as well, as I think some of you are militia, whether you're jarheads or whether you're the cab drivers for the Marines, in the Navy, Army, Air Force. I don't know what's there, but yeah, I want to get to come see who you are, come mingle with you, invite you up onto the stage and ask you questions, do a couple games. You know, I got some shit planned out. There will be alcohol. We'll be serving beverages. I know you guys like to drink energy drinks. So if you're still alive and your heart hasn't popped yet because of how much caffeine you consume, I think this could be a fun time. And if things go well, I mean, try to go to the next place and the next place and the next place. Start making some live appearances, you know, and just have a good time, man. Let's go mingle with you guys. I think we need more of that. So there will be a link in the description of this podcast. If you're interested, click on that and hopefully we can make it happen. I'm excited to see you guys. So I didn't podcast last week, so we're 2 weeks behind. There's just been a shit ton that's been going on, man. I had a hockey tournament, Pucks for Autism, last week, and that's just Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You get no sleep. You're drinking a ton. It's mostly what it's about. You drink so much that you actually get autism. Sometimes I feel like they're going to bring me out onto the ice and be like, this event was for you. Nice job. Thanks for coming. But no, it's a great event. We raise a bunch of money. It's God damn. What the fuck is wrong with me? We raise a bunch of money and it goes to, you know, autism. you know, cures, if they can cure it, if they can find new ways to, for therapy, you know, big brother programs, stuff like that. So doing a good job. We do it every year. It's every June. And yeah, that took up most of my time. And I was going to podcast Sunday, but I felt like a little downsy. I couldn't do it. I was just in bed like, bleh, kill me. Kill me. There was a tornado that canceled one of our games. Now, this is an indoor sport, so the likelihood of a hockey game getting canceled is slim to none. I mean, there's got to be a fucking terrorist attack. I think they made a movie about that. I think Jean-Claude Van Damme was in that movie. Or someone was like, he's got a bomb. Cancel the game. It's on the ice. Cancel the game. But anyways, they canceled the game because there's a terrorist. This game got canceled because there was a fucking tornado. I got live footage of it. We didn't die. Tornado actually did not touch down, but the weather was crazy. It was like a light show. There was sideways rain. It was getting green. It's crazy. The winds did pick up there for a couple seconds, got a little bit hairy, but we got out of that alive, so that's why I didn't podcast. But I was invited to go do a podcast a couple days after that, so I think on Wednesday I got invited to do a podcast called We Might Be Friends. And I'm going to add that into the description as well if you want to check out that. That's a fun little podcast, man. Good job, boys. Michael Keaton, Ashton Kutcher. No, not really. The name is Ashton and Keaton. And what they do is they have an Excel spreadsheet, and they, everyone that's been on the podcast, they keep statistics. They ask you questions like, do you like Warheads? Have you ever eaten ice? Have you ever, you know, do you play with your nipples? Do you, shit like that. You know, do you eat Pop Rocks? Do you have three testicles? You know, and you would answer those questions. And depending on your answer of those questions, they plug it into the Excel document. There's a formula. And then they would see, like, if you have a over 50, they would send you a friend request, be like, yeah, we could be friends. And if it was under 50%, obviously you wouldn't be friends. So it's a fun podcast, man. It lasts about an hour, and there's a lot of nostalgia in that shit, dude. Like, one of the questions really was like, did you eat Warheads back in the day? And that shit was like crack. And I even said on that show, I'm like, dude, if you were doing Warheads as a kid, like, luckily for me, I was in that generation where we were the front line of Warheads. Like, they introduced that shit to us. They sent us a care package. We were the victims. We were patient zero for Warheads. And I'm pretty sure all of my friends that I was with in that circle and people that I know that have done Warheads all have been addicted to drugs, hard drugs later on in life, alcohol and drugs. So might be a link there. Possible class action lawsuit. I'll have to look into that. It was a fun podcast, so thank you for inviting me on that. I'll post the link in the description. It's a video, so you'll actually see Keaton and Ashton and myself just shoot the shit and them ask their questions. It's a good time. Boy. Okay, I gotta get this off my chest, man. Went to the gym the other day, and I feel like by now in 2024, gentlemen, that we should know it's not cool to have a fucking giant bush at this day and age in our life, all right? Like, you should, there's so many resources out there that if you're curious to whether you should have a bush or not, just look it up. Just look it up. I went to the urinal, man, and this happens quite frequently, but this last time that I went was real disturbing, dude. It was like someone got a fucking buzz cut. Like, there were so many pubes on the front of the urinal. It was alarming. I almost wanted to go up to the front desk person and be like, dude, there's like fucking cousin It is living in your bathroom. You need to kick his ass out. This is disgusting. What is happening? Fucking Adam's family is moving on into the bathroom. Why? So many pubes. And normally I wouldn't say anything, you know? I think it's like a bro code. I don't fucking know, but now I'm exposing it. So many pubes. Why? Why are you shaving your bush at the urinal? No, it's not just your typical like one, two, maybe three strands fall out while you're peeing. Mm-mm. Nope. These were fucking locks. Thick locks of hair. Someone did a haircut. And I'm not about it. If you have crabs, that shit's going to jump up into my ball hair, man. Like when I release my pistol Pete to go pee. And if you have crabs in your pubic hair, that's a recipe for disaster, goddammit. And yeah, I hope bad things happen to you. Not horrible things, but just bad things. Like if you're riding a bicycle, your chain falls off. Or your pant leg gets caught into a chain. You ever had that happen before? Fucking sucks. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Feels like you're gonna die. I've done it. Pant leg gets caught, gets chewed up into a bicycle chain, and I freaked out. I did a hard left turn on my bike and I crashed into a car. I fuck, bam, right into the side of it. Survived. Resilient. You know, sometimes you gotta live life. And, yeah, unfortunately, those pants are coming back in style. Those thick-ass JNCO pants, if you remember, if you're around my age. JNCO pants. Just stupid, man. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you right now, if the younger generation is listening to this, I know you think it looks cool. I know you do. It's not. You will regret it. You will, in 15 years, you will be looking at pictures and being like, what the fuck was I thinking? I can't believe this was the style, because that's what all of us think about. When my generation looks at us wearing double polos and shit, I wonder if that's going to come back. Look like I was wearing a damn neck brace. Matter of fact, someone actually was talking shit to me at a party when I was like 15. Oh, look at that kid. Looks like he's wearing a neck brace. True. I had my collars popped all the time. All the time. But I was also getting pussy then too. So I feel like the women make the market for how men dress. Who makes the market for how women dress? Because women are starting to wear those pants too. Like skinny at the top and then baggy at the bottom. But then when you go work out, you're wearing nothing but your buttocks and vagina. It's kind of weird. Kind of weird. I can't put my finger on it. You got me feeling like Joe Biden. I don't know what's real and what's not. And I was riding my motorcycle down the street. I had to go deposit money into the bank. And I just had like a weird thought. I'm like, dude, what if I died in my sleep? This doesn't feel right. Something doesn't feel right. Am I dead? World feels real weird right now. I was just thinking, like, if you died in your sleep, you don't know you die. So what if you're just forever living in a memory? Something that you've constructed in your mind, you know, is weird to say, because if you're dead, I mean, sure, you'll be like, well, you don't have a mind, but you don't know that. What if you just live in this memory that you've constructed? And you're like your own prisoner, I guess. If your life sucks, if you're in a bad position, and you're just your own prisoner. If you have a good life, maybe you live in paradise. Maybe that's heaven and hell. I don't know. Interesting. Once I start talking about it out loud. That's one of the things that creeps me out, man. Is that when you die. like, if you don't know that it's coming, I don't know if it makes a difference, though, but, like, going to sleep and never waking up again, like, you didn't know it was going to happen, especially if it's very unexpected, like, if you're not old. That's just one of the big mysteries, huh? But I don't have to worry about that right now, because I plan on hitting dingers in New York. That's what my focus has to be right now. It's getting the MLB contract. God bless you all. I know there wasn't very much substance to this podcast. Just wanted to come on here and kind of give you some updates, because I missed last week, and just wanted to let you know that the Boardman Oregon thing is a real thing. So there's going to be links in the description, and just kind of give you, you know, an update. Just let you know I'm doing okay, and I hope you guys are all doing okay as well. I see the overseas is starting to bang up a little bit as far as, like, viewership. That's cool, man. That's real cool. If we keep that up and this Boardman Oregon thing goes well, you bet your ass that I will fly overseas to come see you guys. Put on a little show, a little comedy show, and go meet and greet and mingle with you guys. Have a couple of beverages. You know, maybe go see what we can do with some ladyboys. Go talk to them. Nothing sexual, just to go talk to them and see what's up and how you got into that life. That'd be interesting. Canada, Purdue, Canada, shout out to you. And Brussels, fuck yeah, Brussels. Cool. Fucking cool. Paris. There was a woman that posted a wiener dog that was in Paris. I don't know. She's like one of these Shutterbugs people. And she had a photo of her dog wearing a beret. I guess that's like a thing you do when you're in Paris. And she missed a perfect opportunity to call it a wee, O-U-I, nerd dog. Wee nerd dog. You know, it's just like, I can write for you. I can write these things for you. Let me know. We can be creative. We nerd dog. It was a fucking dachshund. Like, you missed a prime opportunity. Just bugs me a little bit. Thank you for listening. We're going to wrap this one up. I'm going to get my friend Tony, and we're going to talk about probably prescription drugs and mental illness. And he had, God damn it. The things that he went through, the amount of doctors that he went through to try and get his mind right, will blow your fucking mind. Blow your brains out. I think he had, like, shock surgery. They still do that. Or shock therapy. Not shock surgery. Shock therapy. Where they give you a seizure to reset your mind. He's done that. So I know he wants to come on the podcast, and we're going to talk about all that crazy shit. We met when we were in fourth grade. So, yeah, he's been a lifelong friend. He wants to come on the podcast and share some of his stories. So that'll be an interesting one. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Thank you for listening, and we'll keep you posted. Look in the description if you're interested, okay? And I hope to meet you guys in Boardman, Oregon. Take care.